Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. We are back for the bathroom break. It's Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast, and I'm here with Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials, and we're talking today about predictions heading into 2025. But before we do that, Daniel, I got to know, New Year's resolution. I'm sure you have something really important that you're going to be focusing on as we head into the new year.
I was so heavy on tennis that I stopped lifting a lot. So now I told my friend, because we just moved to Florida, and I told my friend Vinny, I was like, Vinny, let's start lifting next week, right before the New Year, so we can start a habit now. So I'm starting lifting next week. I'm going to start to try like 2 to 3 days away. I know it's a lame habit, but you know, I need to start it. What about you?
I'm going to try to eat less food and be so that way I lose a few pounds. It won't work, especially over the holidays, but I'm going to give it a whirl. And by the way, speaking of Daniel lifting, right now he's wearing a Hulkamania shirt. It's a tank top and he is shredded. It's unbelievable if you could only see him. But let's get into the topic of the day, which is predictions, marketing predictions for 2025. We've actually given this a lot of thought. So Daniel, hit us with your first marketing prediction.
I think a small subset of people are catching on to this, but I do think that edutainment content is going to replace white paper, is going to replace guides. I think people want this serialized, short-form, educational, but fun content. And I think you're going to see so many more brands doing this in the B2B space next year. I think only the people who are on LinkedIn, maybe you're seeing this, but people are going to double down, triple down, quadruple down on this in B2B in 2025.
I like that. All right, I'll throw one out. Niche media is going to surge. When I say niche media, I'm really talking about podcasting. I'm going to tell you why. I know that all the big podcasts are out there, like the Kelce Brothers or Call Her Daddy or the Rogan Show. Great, they're getting these big deals. But I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about everybody having a podcast, consumer brands, business brands, individuals. You know, for the first time ever, this year was a tipping point. 51% of adults now listen to podcasts. So the majority of the country is listening to podcasts, and niche media is where it's at. And the crazy part is, you may think there's a lot of podcasts out there because there's millions, but they're not active. People quit podcasting after the first 10 episodes. So I believe that podcasting is going to explode because there's not enough content for the amount of people that are trying to consume it. So I think 2025 is the year you should start a podcast. What else you got?
I think that the intimate short events, whether it's virtual or whether it's in person, are going to be a heavy part of the event strategy or strategy for people now. I think people don't see as much value in going to these big events, and the real value in these big events are connecting with those small, like-minded people that they can learn from, or they can grow from, or they can network with. So you're going to see this in the virtual. But I think Jay's already been testing this last year or this year. More brands are going to double down on smaller virtual events, smaller things that are targeted to smaller subsets of the audience, not trying to go broad.
By the way, I completely agree with that. I think small content formats are where it's at. Another content format that we predict is going to be a big thing in 2025 is crowdsourced content, where you are going out to your network, whether it's consumer or B2B, your customer base, whether it's consumer or B2B, and asking them to participate in crowdsourcing content. What are the fashion trends you think they're going to be? Send us your pictures. What are the new trends in the industry? What do you think about this new law in the industry? Whatever it is, crowdsourcing the content and then distributing that content everywhere. All we want to know is what everybody else is thinking. And I think crowdsourced content is inexpensive and easy way to do it and get people engaged. So I would look for that in 2025 as well. What else?
The next thing, this is very broad topic, but I think 10 to 15 years ago, the importance of creative and creativity were very important. Think like how you would have stood out as being the most creative marketer. And then we went into an era of people just hacked the system of how to like target and get very good with targeting. Now I think with AI coming, targeting is just table stakes. People are going to be good at that already. So the people who are actually spending time with coming up with creative ideas, using creative as targeting, doubling down on producing great creative for the ads, for events, for their thumbnails, whatever you're doing, that is going to be more important than ever, is who are the most creative marketers. So I think the creative marketers are going to be more valuable in 2025 and beyond.
I love that. I hope that's true. I'm all in on that. All right. So let me ask you this. I saw Pinterest releases something for the last 9 years, this time of year, called Pinterest Predicts. And everybody should download this thing they put out, because they do a crazy good job of predicting trends for the upcoming year. And according to their own data, 80% of the trends that they predicted from last year ended up being true. So one of the trends that they predicted this past week is that in 2025, pickles are going to be huge. Pickle margaritas, pickle de gallo. Daniel, what is your vibe about the pickle trend?
Oh my goodness. I have a friend who's obsessed with pickles. You know, he sends me a meme all the time of when you want to ask for pickles on your burger, he will be the one who asks for like extra pickles in the burger. And I'm on the opposite side. I think pickles are great, like standalone food, but I think probably pickles are becoming bigger because I think pickleball is becoming bigger. And it's just like in people's heads, like, oh, pickleball, I shouldn't eat pickles now. I think that's why people think pickles are big, because people think of pickleball.
Do you think people that play pickleball, do you think there's a direct correlation between if you play pickleball and the amount of pickles that you eat?
I think people are eating more pickles now that they eat playing pickleball. Also, it's the truth is pickles help with cramping. So
that's actually true. That's a fact. Pickle juice, you're right.
But pickle de gallo is something else.
We'll have to try that. We'll report back on the next episode. And by the way, it'll probably wind up causing you to take a bathroom break. All right. We'll see you all in the next one, everybody. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Mark and Melania podcast, but also tune into the series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.